Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I have had an email from a guy called Sean who lives in the Worcestershire area. And he was telling me, as well as some other things about saying how he loves Timmy Trendy, etc. Thanks for that, Sean. Mm-hmm. Telling me that for a while, his mum, when she was younger, she dated Anthony Worrell Thompson. TV chef.
What? Right.
Very young.
Nothing. I wasn't expecting that to be the sort of next bit of the story.
I like it. His mum used to date a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean's mum got together, you know, with his dad, and the rest is fine. But it is hard to imagine, I think, your mum going out with other people at the best of times, let alone when it's a celebrity. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I wonder who dumped who. Did Sean's mum dump Anthony or the other way around? God, imagine being dumped by Anthony Worrell Thompson.
What are you saying there?
No, I'm just saying. That would be weird. And also, another question I've got from this. Thanks for telling me this, Sean. Do you think Sean's dad ever feels slightly jealous? Because maybe sometimes mum thinks about Anthony occasionally and how she used to go out with him, and look at him now.
How do you know that? Why would his mum occasionally hark back to the days of going out with Anthony Worrell Thompson?
Because she used to go out with a celebrity and now she doesn't.
Yeah, but it was Anthony Worrell. Yeah, but it was Anthony Worrell Thompson.
It's still someone famous. Hmm. I think if someone's last boyfriend was a celebrity, then maybe you might feel a bit inferior. Do you think?
It's not something I've massively... Well, even if it's Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Yes.
This is what I keep coming back to.
But it's Brad still Pitt, someone Brad, famous.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney, fair enough.
Do you think Sean's dad thinks, oh, God, I feel a bit inferior, really? A bit inadequate. She used to go out with Worrell Thompson.
No, I don't think he'll feel inadequate. I think he might wonder about her taste in men.
I'd quite like to know... This is quite interesting to me. Thank you, Sean, for this.
Does Sean's mum go for a type?
I don't know. That's all he says on his email. But I'd quite like to know if one of your parents...
Has got out with Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Not, let's open it a bit wider than that. Has actually ever dated a celebrity. I'd quite like to know.
Oh, not a celebrity chef?
No, it doesn't have to be a chef. Can be anybody.
Anthony Worrell Thompson or Brian Turner.
Maybe when they were younger and they, you know, dated a celebrity. Mm. Not so much anymore.
Ainsley.
No, it doesn't have to be chefs, chappers. Let's move on from that. I want to know the details. When they went out with them, who dumped who, all of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No, Becky's today. She's on a course.
Is she? What kind of course?
Let me just find out.
The art of radio production.
Hang on. Something very similar to
that. Oh, right, okay.
So she's not here. I'm quite glad because she probably really mings by now.
Oh. God, you wouldn't want to be on that course with her, would you? You know?
Can you imagine?
Sat in some kind of small room, staring at an overhead projector.
With some smelly assistant producer.
Kind of cloud of BO around you.
Oh. Anyway, so, no Becky's today, which means better smells for us.
Yeah, phew.
Well, yeah, if you don't know about this, she hadn't had a shower for a while. It's broken at her house. Yeah. She doesn't just generally smell.
No, normally. She's very fragrant, isn't she?
Yeah, but she's even more fragrant now.
Mm.
So, I understand you've lost your pass to get into the building.
Yeah, I don't have my pass.
Right. Dev's found it.
Right, okay.
You know Dev who does early breakfast?
Yes.
4 a.m.
Yes.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's found it. Now, when people normally lose their ID card around here, they send an email, don't they, to all staff going, anyone found my ID card? It's got my name and a picture of me on it. Mm. Oh, really? Wow, I thought I'd have a picture of someone else. Mm. Yours has a picture of you on it, does it?
It does, and also my name.
Wow. But there is, I don't know where I should say this, but there's a current trend here at Radio 1 of sticking pictures of other people on your ID pass and see if they notice when you try and come in the building.
Is there?
Some people just have a stick, man.
Right.
Yep, come in.
Yeah, I don't think that would be appropriate for me.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that, but there we are.
Right.
Anyway, Dev's given you some clues because he knows you like a game.
Has he?
Yeah. Here they are.
Hello, chappers. By now, you've realised that your pass is missing. Let me assure you that it's in safe hands, but if you ever want to see your beloved pass again, you must follow the clues I've left for you around the Radio 1 building. Your journey begins now, young chappers. Good luck and Godspeed!
Like you can be bothered with this, chappers. Look at your face.
Right, okay.
Here's your first clue. Kit Kats and Mars bars, I have many. They can all be yours for a small penny. I dispense drinks when you're feeling the heat. Feed me some coins, and I'll give you a treat.
Right. Okay, and?
Well, that's fairly easy, I think. Go to the vending machine.
Right. Clue number two. The first thing you'll see when you enter the front door. Isn't this fun? I can tell that you want more. Please don't panic. Don't get in a tizzy. I'm in the company of Claire and Billy.
Right, why is he giving us lots of clues?
I've no idea.
Okay. Oh, maybe he's left the clues on the machine. Like,
right,
and then
okay.
You go somewhere. Oh, God.
What, and I have to go to the vending machine, do I? I've got a sports bulletin to write.
Clue number three.
Oh, God.
I've seen the likes of Coldplay and Kylie. I was made famous by the lovely Joe Wiley. You sit in this room when you type up the sport. Your quest is nearly completed. Hope it wasn't too short.
Right, so that's...
What are you going on about?
Thanks very much for indulging me this afternoon, guys. Oh, and by the way, I'm back tomorrow morning from 4 a.m. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now, Death.
If you just wanted a plug for your show, you should have said. Jeez.
Anyway, so that's where your pass is.
Where? I'm none the wiser.
You can tell he's new, can't you?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, we're talking about when your parents used to date a celebrity. Not anymore, but they used to. Someone's mum used to go out with Darth Vader.
Darth Vader?
Yes. Now, if you know your wife used to date Darth Vader, you're going to have an inferiority complex for the rest of your life, aren't you? How can you compete with Darth Vader?
It'd be difficult, wouldn't it?
Hayden's been on, saying, my mum dated Simon Cowell in 95. She was 22. He wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
What have you got to tell me?
My mum once kissed Christopher Eccleston at a party.
All right. When you originally texted in, you said that she went out with Doctor Who.
I know, but then she told me off.
Oh, is she in the car with you?
Yeah, she is.
Ah, so she's like, no, I just kissed him once at a party, that was it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, how did your dad feel about that?
Well, my dad doesn't have a sonic screwdriver.
No, exactly.
So he can't really compete, but...
Can't time travel?
No.
Don't make him feel too inadequate. That's not very nice.
I know. He tries to live up to it.
No, it's not going to happen, though, is it?
Unfortunately not.
When he comes on the telly, does he go, yeah, used to date him, yeah, Doctor Who?
We always mention it to her.
What does your mum say when he arrives on the TV?
I don't really know because she went to university with him. They did a performing arts degree together.
So when Christopher Eccleston comes on the TV, she doesn't point at the TV and go, yeah, I've kissed him, yeah.
No, it's not like a showing off moment.
He could have been my husband. Does she say that kind of thing when your dad's there?
Me and my brothers always say he could have been our dad.
Doctor Who could have been our dad. That's not right.
Was your dad very, very happy when David Tennant took over?
Probably.
Love you, Phoebe.
Love you too.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Podcast.
Right, something entirely different, okay, it's a bit random. Talking to somebody at Radio 1 upstairs earlier, and I noticed while I was having a chat with them that they were wearing bicycle clips.
Right.
And I was going to say, right, you're wearing bicycle clips. But
where were they wearing bicycle clips?
Indoors, upstairs.
No, I meant where on them?
Just around the...
Right, okay.
And I was going to say, why are you wearing them? But then I thought, well, maybe it's bang on trend. Maybe, because what I know, maybe it's part of the fall collection 2009. Timmy Trendy wasn't around at the time for me to ask, so I'm just putting it out there to you.
So you're asking me, are you?
Well, any fashionistas that might be listening, Timmy's not here today, he's on a course of fashion.
He's on a course as well?
Mm-hmm. Everyone's on a course today.
What's the course is going on today?
But surely you only keep...
Is Lady Gaga on a course as well?
Don't know.
Right.
Surely you only keep them on by accident, don't you? And also, why do you put them on to start with? I know, obviously, to keep the... Your trousers
going in the wheels.
In the chain or the
chain
wheel,
and everything, yeah.
But just, seriously, tuck them into your socks. Don't go through the embarrassment.
Okay.
I just want to know.
I didn't realise bicycle clips got you so irate.
I just thought it was a bit weird they were wearing them, and maybe they've forgotten to take them off or something, but even if you do ride a bike, do you still wear them, and are they bang on trend? If someone could let me know, that would be great, thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Said this one. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, my sister left Ollie Mears for a current boyfriend.
Ollie, who is currently doing quite well on X Factor. So your sister left Ollie for the boyfriend she's with now.
Yeah.
How is she feeling about that at the moment?
Absolutely. Well, I say gutted, but...
What happens when he comes on TV on a Saturday or Sunday night? What happens?
Well, if she sits and watches, she goes red-faced and a little shy.
Yeah.
If not, she walks off and doesn't want to watch.
Doesn't watch it with her current boyfriend?
Not at all.
No. Ever sit there thinking, oh, he's about to be maybe really quite rich and very famous. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
all
think
that.
She gets like that.
Yeah. Okay, well,
she
good to speak to
you. She's with.
Yeah. We're not taking anything away from her current boyfriend. No. Just that she could have got out with someone who's on the X Factor, that's all.
Yeah.
That's
could
it.
Be rich, famous.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Samira is the one that doesn't speak eating Chris really noisily.
Yeah.
All I could hear at the end of you speaking there was a massive... big crunch.
Wouldn't want to go to the cinema with him, would you?
You wouldn't, really. He's now trying not to laugh with a mouthful of crisps.
He'll spit them out now in a really attractive
way. One of us could get covered in a whole shower of cheese and onion any minute.
Right, time for some misconnections. Are you looking for love?
Spotted. You were stuffing cheese and onion crisps into your gob.
And then laughed and spat them all out. Get in touch. So, imagine it. Someone has spotted you. Maybe, I don't know, on the train or the bus. On the street, walking along. Maybe your eyes met. They want to see you again, but you don't even know it. We found some more of these ads online. These are people looking for love, and they may have seen you.
Bicycle clips locked.
Are bicycle clips locked?
Amazing.
Right, here's the first one.
Hello. I had to share a table with you in the coffee shop because it was busy, and by mistake, I picked up your old cup and drank out of it.
God, it always seems to happen in coffee shops, these misconnections. That's definitely the place to find love. It's never... I spotted you in the pub at 10:30. It was last orders, is it? Never.
No.
Always coffee shops. Have you ever done that when you picked up someone else's cup and drank out of it? I have.
Have you?
Yeah. And also at the gym the other day, I used someone else's towel because they just put it down.
Oh.
Just rubbed my whole face with it and then put it back down. Didn't realise it was
and
there.
And had they been doing that? What?
In between the legs, yeah.
In between the legs in the change room?
No.
And you dried your face on it?
It was in the actual gym.
Oh,
so
right.
A nice lady, and I didn't realise that I used her towel. She gave me the filthiest look and
surprised.
Then walked off with the towel and put it in the bin. So thanks.
I couldn't even spit it out because it was cold and disgusting. Unlike you.
I've done that. You take a drink of someone else's drink, you're like... Whoa. Because you're just sat there on your own and you quite fancy them, you don't want to go... Whoa. So you just do it secretly. That was quite a smooth line at the end as well.
I couldn't even spit it out because it was cold and disgusting. Unlike you.
Unlike you.
Yeah, nice.
What had you been eating before you drank the coffee? It tasted like baked beans.
Oh, nice.
If you want to meet me again, you can drink from my cup this time.
Oh, all the lines.
Please reply. Thanks for putting the cup in the bin, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. They've been putting it in the bin.
Strange one, that,
on the way
it?
Out. Anyway, get in touch, please, if you are...
if you smell a baked beans and somebody else drank
beans
from your cup.
Yeah. Here's the next one. It seems to be a lot of people making in coffee and food shops this week.
You were sheltering from the rain in Pret-a-Manger, and so was I.
Mm-hmm.
We were both looking at the sandwich shelves. We both knew what we wanted, the last hot meatball wrap, but we were both too shy.
That's happened to me as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had a squabble over a meatball wrap before?
I always just let them have it.
Did you?
You would get really stressed out in this situation, can you imagine?
Yeah, I would.
You in sandwich shops do not get on.
No.
I've not heard this before. He's got an irrational fear of them. If you were
not necessarily ones like this one, where it's already predetermined what the sandwiches are. Mm. It's more the delis where
you have to make the decisions.
Make the decision and choose the bread, and choose whether you have butter or not, and choose whether you have mayo or not, and
too
choose
much choice.
The filling and the salad, and it's too much.
Anyway, so there they are, sheltering from the rain. They're both at the sandwich shelves.
Arguing over a meatball wrap.
They both want the meatball wrap. Then what happens?
Then another hand came between us and took it. I went quickly for the salad instead.
Oh, you see? Mm. Wise move. Just to save face there.
All I remember is your gorgeous teeth and the badge you were wearing.
It wasn't you, was it?
I was wearing a badge.
This could be you.
I don't wear badges. It's one of those people from, like, TGI Fridays. With the wacky badges on.
All I remember is your gorgeous teeth and the badge you were wearing.
You see, secretly, you hope this is you because they will have noticed your teeth. You can cope with the badge thing because it's somebody paying a compliment about your teeth. So secretly, you hope it is you.
I think there was love in our eyes. Please get in touch.
If anyone wears a badge in a sandwich shop, because you never know, I mean, maybe a name badge. Maybe they
somebody
work
was working there.
Yeah, maybe. And here's our next misconnection. Does this sound like you?
I was next to you upstairs doing crunches in the gym.
Gyms also seem to be very popular places for misconnections.
I couldn't help but notice. Your bum is amazing. You saw me grimace and then laugh. I said, sorry. I should have given you my number. Get in touch if this sounds familiar.
Right, so that's someone
it's
that's...
not a lot to go on there, is there?
What, someone with an amazing bum doing crunches?
Yeah, grimacing.
If any of those sound like you, then get in touch with me. And maybe I could help you find true love. That was on Misconnections on Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. Look at all the text saying how bang on trend bicycle clips are.
BOT, say a lot of people. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
I'm Natalie from North Allerton.
Hi, Natalie. What's going on?
Hi. My mum started wearing bicycle clips. It's not good.
God.
She's bang on trend.
Yeah, she's young. She's trendy. She's absolutely lovely, but she started wearing bicycle clips.
Well, maybe if it's a recent thing, they are in fashion.
I haven't seen them in any fashion magazine. Some of it.
Well, North Allerton is leading the way.
I think maybe my mum is the trendsetter for England. I think that's what it is.
And I saw someone earlier today wearing them at Radio 1, and people at Radio 1, they're so cool.
Wasn't her mum, was it?
Well, I don't think she could get that far. Maybe she's been biking really fast.
Yeah. Someone's saying, well, surely tucking them into the socks is equally gormless.
Probably forget that more than having the bicycle clips on and walk round like that. It'd be a bit embarrassing.
Your mum isn't Fern Cotton, is she?
No, she's not, but she's about as pretty.
Wow. Bicycle clips are well cool.
Yeah.
Says definitely. Ben in Norwich. I even wear them while driving in my car, just because I can.
Are you thinking of getting a pair now?
The more I read these, the more I'm thinking that I'm going
to... Yeah?
You can get, here's this Jimmo, who says you can get proper leather cycle clips. They are the height of fashion, Mills, and TDF to die for. Brilliant. So maybe they are. Maybe they're not so 1976.
Why do you not believe, you still seem to doubt it?
Well, if Natalie's mum wears them and she's cool,
and people
right?
on the text are saying it is, mm-hmm. What more evidence do you need?
I'm already searching for some. I'm so easily led.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You see, there's always one listener that comes up with the ideal explanation for what happened there. Ari, the badge, and the person in the sandwich shop.
Right.
Rich in Leeds has got it.
All I remember is your gorgeous teeth and the badge you were wearing.
Right, so badge, gorgeous teeth. Mm. Richard thinks that person had just been to the dentist, hence the amazing teeth, and was sporting one of those I've been very brave stickers that the, that the dentist gives you when you're about four.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
A solo round of Oh, What's Occurring today with Chappers because B.O. Becky is on her course.
Oh, what's occurring?
A lot of people asking where she is on the text. I'm quite glad that she's on the course because,
you know, we're quite liking the fresh air, aren't we?
As far as I'm aware, the
she stinks.
The shower hasn't been fixed in her house, so she's got no hot water and therefore does. Yeah, stink, as you said. So,
because her boiler isn't working.
Don't
suggest that she could boil the kettle because she doesn't have an electric kettle.
No. That would take her years if she had to do that with that one. Anyway, so can't smell her, and you're going to win Oh, What's Occurring, so it's all good.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a perfect day, really.
Yeah. Let me know your scores, please, when you have them on 81199. You know Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
He was on with Chris Moyles this morning.
All right.
Very nice man. You can listen again at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I have to say, this was one of the most positive interviews I have ever heard. It was just non-stop, 100% positive.
Okay.
So much so My question to
Where
you today
are you going with this?
Is how many times on the Calvin Harris Chris Moyles interview this morning did Calvin say yeah?
And it was positive.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
112
years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Calvin and Moyles, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I did, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, this,
yeah.
Which must have been nice.
Yeah. 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 Mum and Dad.
Mm-hmm. You try and get a record deal.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In your old room.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Watching.
Yeah, that's my dance room. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, if you, yeah.
Drums.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she loved it.
It's
yeah. 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 Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
And besides, you could probably go to wake up.
Yeah. 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 Sing on everything. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah. Yeah, just the one.
Harris on the street, that's
yeah.
What they say.
Mm. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Still going.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. When I told her, I said, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I want to get away. I
want to fly away.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Sort of.
See, told you. Positive interview. I can't believe that. There was 115.
Wow.
And you said 112. You would have got excellent. The point anyway, but you were very close.
Oh. What's occurring?
Somebody on the test has described me as the Jensen Button of Oh, What's Occurring? Because I've already won. I quite like that.
Yeah. Now, we haven't had him on for a while, but the West Country Stalker is now.
Oh, he's
back.
Not on a course today, then.
He's not. He's here. He just finds celebrities' numbers. And then gives them a ring and tells them that he's their biggest fan and generally annoys the celebrity. Today, the stalker has called the voice of the balls off the lottery and also the voice of BBC One Strictly Come Dancing. Haven't done a stalker call for a while, so my question to you, how long would the BBC's voice of the balls stay on the phone to his stalker for when the stalker rang him up?
I'm going to say 12 and a half minutes. Because I think he's going to be quite grateful.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he'll quite like the idea. Yeah.
All right.
I think he's obviously a very nice man. Yes. And he would like the fact that he's got a fan.
Okay.
Ow.
Let's find out. Here's the stalker calling the voice of the balls.
Hello?
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 OMG, it's you, innit?
What?
I can tell it's you. You are him, aren't you? He is you. You are the same person.
Who is this?
What?
Who's it calling?
I found this phone, right? And it's got all these Gert Lush numbers in it. And it says a name and then it says Voice of the Balls. So I ring the number and it is you, isn't it? It's you, Voice of the Balls.
It might be. It might be.
Right, go on, do some numbers for me.
Why do you want to know?
I want you to do some numbers for me. I'm your biggest fan. Will you say for me, right,
no,
in your voice, 26?
You can do it just as much. Just say 26. It's not that difficult.
No, but you're the voice of the ball, so you do it in your voice. 26, go on.
I'm a little bit busy at the moment, all right? I've got things to do. I've got to, you know, we're doing the thing this evening, so I just can't do this. I've got things to do, all right?
Do that one. It's time to face the music. Do that one.
I don't do that.
Or go Ridian. That's you, that is.
Oh, God. it's not me, all right? Just pretend it's not me, OK?
How many times has number 26 been out in the last month?
I can't remember that. Look, I've got things to do, all right? Sorry.
Please be my friend.
Goodbye.
Bye, voice of balls. 1:30.
Are you working together tonight?
Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday?
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. You?
Oh! What's the kidding?
I'm a little disappointed because I thought he just knew all that stuff in his head about the last time the ball came out.
Well, he obviously
went.
Sounded very busy. So, does he have to research that on the actual day? Does he have to update his notes?
I just thought it was all in his head. Disappointed. Wow. Right, last one. Yesterday, remember we were talking about celebrities that everyone likes. Mm-hmm. We were trying to find someone that everyone agrees on. I thought it was Philip Schofield. It wasn't.
It was Zane Lowe in the end, wasn't it?
It was Zane Lowe. Today, what celebrities can you not stand? But there's no real reason for it. We went onto Stupid Street and asked them that question. What's a celebrity you really can't stand? What was the most popular answer?
That could be anybody, couldn't it? I mean, you know, it's quite a difficult one.
But there's loads of people that you can imagine people saying.
Simon Cowell.
You think that's Stupid Street's most popular answer?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here we are then on Stupid Street, asking the celebrities they just don't like.
Which celebrity do you not like? Which celebrity do you hate?
She hates Paris Hilton because she has very big feet.
Paris.
Ronaldo. I hate him, definitely. Just because, I don't know, I think he's too pinky. That's it. He likes his pink hot pants, right? Like, he wore them in Spain, didn't he, when he went? Pink tops, tight ones. And, I don't know, he just too into his pink clothes.
Russell Brand.
Why?
Because of his hair.
Russell Brand.
Why?
Hair.
Start of order.
Which celebrity do you not like? Which celebrity do you hate?
Miley Cyrus.
Why?
She's just there.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys, because my boyfriend fancies her. The core. To the point where he dreams about her.
Oh gosh,
and Shakira. I saw Nicole Scherzinger the other day. She had a lot of makeup on, a lot.
Really?
And she literally went right past me. It's just like you can put your finger through her face and get like all that foundation off and take off those eyelashes, and she's probably left with nothing under that.
Carl from Most Haunted, because he's really annoying. Carl from Most Haunted. Yvette's husband, he's very annoying. Rubbish.
How can you hate Carl, Yvette's husband, off Most Haunted?
I mean, I can't believe I didn't guess him, really.
That is on at the moment, though. Have you seen it?
No.
It's the Halloween special. It's on for 8 nights on Living. They're scaring the rubbish out of each other.
The Halloween
night.
Special should be only on one night.
Well, no, so they're running it for 8.
Right.
But, I mean, I've seen Carl. I watched a video last night. Carl, Yvette's husband, was there, you know, doing the old Ouija boards and everything. I didn't think, God, you're rubbish. I didn't really have an opinion. He was just kind of there. Anyway.
I read a really bizarre story about her and Carl the other day in a newspaper involving a Thomas the Tank Engine yoghurt.
Right, can you say this on radio?
No, I'm just going to leave it there.
So, Yvette, her husband
Carl... Husband had a Thomas the Tank Engine yoghurt.
Well, maybe that girl had also heard the story
maybe
and decided she hated him. I wish I knew what it was. Can you tell me off air?
Well, I could tell you off air, yeah.
But not on.
I don't think it's wise at
that
tea time.
Brilliant.
There are probably hundreds of thousands of people about to eat a Thomas the Tank Engine yoghurt.
Right, okay.
And I won't want to put them off.
Right, well, that was the most random answer. Carl, off of Most Haunted. But the most popular answer was Russell Brand because of his hair. That's who they hate. You win today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yay! Radio 1 Podcasts.
Okay then, maybe you're looking for some love at the moment, maybe it's been a while and you're thinking, oh, I wish there was someone special in my life. You might have already met them. They may have spotted you on the bus or on the train or, you know, just in the street walking along on a street corner. And they thought, hot. But they didn't say anything at the time, because sometimes you don't, you know. Coffee shops. This happens a lot in coffee shops, mm-hmm. we're noticing. Radio 1's Greg James has some more of these misconnections, so if any of these sound like you, get in touch. If you're single at the moment, you could get some loving. Here's the first one.
We sat next to each other on the number 68 bus.
Oh, that's another good place to find love.
The 68 bus?
The 68 is always good. So if you get the 68 bus, this could be you.
I'd just finished working out, so I was quite sweaty, and I apologise for being a bit smelly.
Oh, nice of them to have a shower beforehand. Before they boarded the bus.
Exactly. Surely you have a shower after the gym before getting on the bus.
Well, at least it was a talking point. They were talking about how sweaty this person was. I find that really connects two people. It's an icebreaker.
Okay.
What's that? It's me, actually, yeah.
You smiled and told me it wasn't as offensive as it could have been. We had such a good chat, and I think we really connected.
Like I said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not as offensive as it could have been.
Just so I know it's you that's replying, what was the story you told me about Heather Trott in real life?
See, that is a good idea.
What?
Right, very good idea. Because any old weirdo could reply to these adverts and go, yeah, that was me on the number 68 bus, by asking what the story was about Heather Trott in real life. Then, if the person comes up with the Heather Trott story, then they'll know.
But couldn't that person just make up a story about Heather Trott in real life?
Well, no, yes, but then if it wasn't the same one, then they would definitely know.
Maybe there are two stories going around.
Well, I want to know what the story is. What could it be? I mean, I know what the one is in EastEnders, obviously, with the baby and all. But it says Heather Trott in real life. Mm. If anyone knows the story, you can text it to me on 81199. I promise I won't read it out on the radio. I just want to know. But that is a good way of getting rid of the weirdos replying. Ah, this is nice music. Now another misconnection. Have you been spotted?
Me, your waiter, very hungover and just starting my shift.
That's always good when you tell
you don't want
like
a
that.
Hungover waiter, do no.
You sitting with your three male friends drinking white wine spritzers for about 3 hours.
What?
Nothing
wrong with a white wine spritzer.
No, I know there isn't. It's a white spritzers just make me laugh.
Why?
Nothing wrong with it at all.
What makes you laugh about them?
Nothing. For 3 hours?
You called me over and asked me where I lived. I just replied, sorry, as I blushed and poured you more wine.
Sorry or sorry?
I think it's sorry.
All right.
We wouldn't go, where do you live? Sorry, would you?
No.
Unless it was a, sorry?
Sorry?
Yeah. They were hungover.
I didn't give you my number. I don't give out my number to customers, but wished I did. You were gorgeous. Please let me take you out for a drink. Hey, I know what to order for you.
Smooth.
Yeah.
A white wine spritzer, please. So they were in a bar for about 3 hours with a group of male friends drinking white wine spritzers. If that sounds like you, I know it
don't
certainly sounds
it.
Like me, then get in contact.
Was it? That could have been you, could it?
Sorry? Oh, yes, it could have, yeah. Right, next one. I don't think this one's right at all.
Police lady on corner of Woodman Street and New Street.
Right.
Okay.
You were leaning on your car and talking into your walkie-talkie thing. You are so cute. Meet me for a drink? Please wear that uniform.
See, that's not right, is it?
There it gets a bit wrong.
That's wrong. Right. I mean, she was in uniform, she was doing her job, she's on the walkie-talkie, she's on the corner of Woodman and New, and then you get spotted. So that's not nice.
Don't want her to... she can't wear the uniform on the first date.
I just think it's a bit wrong to find police people hot while they're on duty.
Why?
I don't know. They do it. I don't know, because they're the police.
So?
I just think it's a bit strange.
They can look good in a uniform, can't they? They can look attractive.
It's fine once they're out of the uniform and not working. I think that's fine. But before...
Well, so once the uniform's on your bedroom floor, it's fine.
No, when they're working, I think it's wrong because they're in a position of authority. I don't think you should fancy them. Then they might handcuff you and all sorts.
And you'd object.
I would object.
What I've heard.
This is Leona Lewis. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.